Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Once again, this is Mr. Gadgets, and I have a new series of things. Hopefully people will find this interesting enough to call in. The worst movie I ever saw. Now, of course, there'd be two classifications for this, made-for-TV movies and movies that were at least initially destined to be in the theater. I'm sorry to say that I already know the worst two movies that have ever been made, at least for TV. One of them is, turn the Wayback Machine to the late 70s, mid to late 70s, and I believe that's right. Anyway, I know exactly when it was. It was about 3 to 6 months after Star Trek Wrath of Khan was in the movie theaters, okay? And at that point, then there was a made-for-TV movie. It was obviously a pilot that was going to be a television show if it was a success. I forget what was happening on this particular Sunday night, but there was something where there was a mini series that I'd seen many times before on one channel and some sporting event I wasn't interested in on another channel. And, children, this is, for those of you too young to remember, this is back before the time frame of, the ability to record at home had just become available, right? And, so that was, there was no millions of cable channels. There were three. There were three channels, okay? And so the third channel, and I think it was NBC, but don't quote me on that, was showing a movie called Highway Honey. Now, what piqued my interest about this was Kirstie Alley. That's why I remember that was right after Wrath of Khan. Kirstie Alley was in this movie. There's one other person on the planet, besides the people involved with the movie and, producing it and such, that actually saw this, which explains why it never became a TV series, I guess. And that was my best friend who worked with me, and he and I just happened to have come upon it. And so weeks later, we were talking about it and, found out that we had both happened to have watched this movie. Highway Honeys, okay? Highway Honeys were the Angel Toe Company. The Angel Toe Company was three blonde, rather Nordic-looking people, okay? Father, daughter, and son. And they ran Angel Towing, and then there was Apocalypse Toe, and of course, Angel Towing were white, tow trucks. And Apocalypse Toe, yes, Apocalypse Toe. And there were four tow trucks of the Apocalypse. And they were all black tow trucks. And one of the, in a very nice, tight-looking, I think it was even leather jumpsuit for her towing job was Kirstie Alley, right? Dark-haired. that's about all I can remember about it. It was so appallingly bad. I guess maybe my mind has totally, completely blocked whatever passed for a plot line. So, Highway Honeys, starring Kirstie Alley, and went nowhere. Angel Toe against Apocalypse Toe. One viewing, as far as I know, ever that happened on network television. Now, that's number two. Number one, worst movie ever made, I will contend, was Ring of the Musketeers. I saw this in the 90s while I was home with my daughter in grade school while she was sick. And I was watching things that were available on the limited cable that we did have at that particular point, and I ran across Ring of the Musketeers. The storyline behind this is there's a ring that has been passed down from the original Three Musketeers, which is really four with D'Artagnan, right? And the original Musketeers have been passed a ring down from father to son through the years. And through the years, there have always been four Musketeers that have been protecting Louis. No, that's the original Musketeers. Saving France. Well, maybe not so much saving France, but fighting for justice. Right, fighting for justice and fighting to right wrongs and fighting evil in the world. And by the time we got to the modern day of the 90s, we had, of course, the descendants of the Musketeers And they had to discover that they were indeed the ring holders. And the person who helped them discover this was John Rhys Davies. John Rhys Davies, okay, let's take a slight detour here. What is it with John Rhys Davies, okay? He will take any script that someone sends him, he will take the part, okay? Anything, he will take it. This is after the indie movies, and he's still, right, he's been in the Indiana Jones movies, and he still takes this piece of carp, it's an anagram, script, and he's in it, right? He'll be in stuff in sci-fi. I have a theory, and it goes that there's a massive amount of money that's owed, and my theory goes that it's some combination of alimony and gambling debts that must be involved here. But, I mean, he will take any piece of carp that somebody shows in front of him. He'll do it as long as he's available, even post Lord of the Rings. What's up with that? Anyway, John Rhys Davies runs a antique store and is telling these people about how they are the keepers of the rings of the Musketeers and gets in contact with them. Porthos's great, 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 whatever granddaughter is a rather statuesque blonde who, once again, I think was in a kind of a leather jumpsuit and came in the first scene where you saw her kind of coming through some steam on the street on a big Harley motorcycle, you know, and she just got the heart pumping for the young gentleman, I'm sure. I forget who one of the descendants was, but I do remember that for Aramis, or I think it was Aramis, Teach Martin got a hold of the ring, but he really wasn't the descendant of Aramis. He was like a burglar or something. Anyway, through some ill-gotten gain methodology, Cheech had the ring. And so he was representing that. And, okay, what truly makes this the worst movie in the world, though, is I forget what his name, first two names were, John Michael, let's say, D'Artagnan, right? Jean-Michel D'Artagnan is, and I'm not sure about the first and middle names, but, the descendant of D'Artagnan is the Hoff. Yes, David Hasselhoff is the descendant of D'Artagnan, and the best part, and you can tell that this was a pilot, right, is his alter ego when he's not fighting crime with his Ring of the Musketeers buddies is he's a pop singer. So they had to put into the movie a street concert where the Hoff was going to get to promote his pop singing career by singing on the show. Oh, my Lord. I have searched in vain for a copy of Ring of the Musketeers on DVD or in some medium so that I could own it for my own. Because it's just so excruciatingly bad anyway, that's it. The worst movie ever made, in my opinion. And I have seen some bad movies. So, that's all for Mr. Gadgets here today. Hope you like this idea, and I hope you will call in with your bad movie experiences, whether it involves the Hoff or Cheech Martin or whatever it involved. And until then, you stay safe out here on the technological frontier and on the movie-watching frontier, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.